The Legislative Council today ordered an outside investigation into the firing of former Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan and the possible abuse of administrative authority that led to his dismissal. The Council will have to decide whether to refer the report of the investigation to other legislative committees if any action is needed. Senate Judiciary Chairman Hollis French said the investigation will be kept under wraps until the Council sees it.
Let's just play it out a little bit. We're going to hire an investigator. We're going to turn that person loose. That person's going to have the ability to gather evidence and, if necessary, come back to joint House and Senate Judiciary Committee for the issuance of subpoenas. Some people just won't talk without a subpoena. At the end of that process, that person's going to write a report, and I think the report's going to take, you know, one of three forms. No evidence of wrongdoing, some evidence of wrongdoing, clear evidence of wrongdoing. That'll come back to us, to your committee. And at that point, the body has to make a decision, much like a district attorney makes a decision. Is this evidence strong enough to proceed on or not?
House Speaker John Harris said there's only one aspect of the investigation that interests him, since there's no question that the governor had the right to fire the commissioner.
Potential abuses of power and improper actions is really, I think, what we're looking at, or at least proposing to look at, not the termination of the commissioner. Certainly, in my view, that's what we're looking at, because I'd be the first one to say that the governor has every authority to terminate their commissioners that, for whatever reason, they want to. And I wouldn't look at that at all. It's just, are there abuses of power that may have occurred above and beyond that termination?
French, a former state prosecutor, will direct the investigation and may spend up to $100,000 for a private investigator to make inquiries. There is no deadline for the report, although members of the council say they would like it as quickly as possible. Monaghan's replacement, Public Safety Commissioner Chuck Kopp, appointed 2 weeks ago, resigned from office Friday night following several lengthy meetings with Governor Palin.
The Department of Public Safety employees represent the very finest of Alaskans, and the recent media firestorm has been detrimental to the Department of Public Safety mission, the citizens of Alaska, and my family. This has caused me to be unable to bring my full focus to the mission of this department that the welfare of so many Alaskans depend on.
Kopp is the former chief of the Kenai Police Department. Thursday, Governor Palin said she didn't know when she appointed him that he had been reprimanded by the city following a sexual harassment complaint. Friday night, she said his resignation is in the best interest of Alaska, promising new steps to build up the department.
His recognition, though, that this situation, the detraction, prohibits giving full attention to public safety at this time, I respect that, and I respect his decision. And I respect his desire to protect his family from further stress.
After making brief statements, neither Kopp nor the governor accepted questions.